Welcome to News Tribune on Tap. I'm Gary Caster, managing editor at the Jefferson City News Tribune and host of News Tribune on Tap, a weekly conversation about news and issues in Jefferson City that matter to you. Today's special guest is Lee Kinnearshield. Hello, Lee.
Hello.
Lee is the president of United Way of Central Missouri. So she's here today because, well, first of all, she's just a couple months into her new role.
I'm right? About 7 weeks.
7 weeks.
Yes. Not that we're counting. Who's counting, right?
Exactly. Previous to that, she was executive director of
Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Yep. So how's United Way going?
Oh, it's been going well. It's a very exciting time to start. We had kicked up the Pace Setter campaign right before I came on board. So I've been out doing lots of campaign rallies, and just seeing the support of this community is amazing. But so far, so good.
Good. So had a big announcement this week that United Way has currently 29 partner agencies?
28 partner agencies and initiatives that we support. Yes.
Okay. But you're adding three more.
We are.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about first why United Way is expanding.
You know, over the past several years, and thanks to the generosity of this community, we have surpassed the campaign goal. And so United Way is always looking for new opportunities to either further strengthen the services we provide or fill a niche that we have not been meeting. And the idea of expansion actually started back in 2015. And then due to other forces, the tornado and COVID, things continue to be put on hold. And so at this point, the board just made the decision to go forward again to try to open up and accept new partner agencies. And so we're really excited about the three new that will be a member of the United Way family.
All right. So how does one decide which agencies you want to add?
Well, so the process to become a new United Way member agency is fairly extensive, and I actually came on at the end of this process. But first and foremost, to be a United Way member agency, there are certain commitments that we ask agencies to make. We want to make sure that it is a good fit as far as compliance goes with our organization, and then just looking at where we could further reach into the community. Catholic Charities, obviously, is one that came to the forefront. There's so much food insecurity in this community, and to be able to fund a pantry that's local here is really great. We partner with the food bank on the mobile food pantries, and that's outstanding too. That definitely fills a need, but to have a walk-in pantry that United Way is directing funds to just seemed like a natural fit. We wanted to do more. Also with Common Ground, that organization is a very grassroots agency. We like to say that they're scrappy, but they are really addressing a lot of just urgent needs for individuals and families in this community. We support Salvation Army through that Center of Hope, providing housing and food for those individuals that are staying there, and a little bit on the social service end. But Common Ground is just really meeting needs that no other agency is touching. You know, needs like rental assistance or help with utility assistance or even paying for birth certificates if individuals need them with applying for a job. So we currently did not have an agency that was doing as much direct service. And again, they just seem like a really great addition to further strengthening, you know, the families that Salvation Army is serving and our other member agencies. And then looking at UCP Gibbs Center for Independence, we've been a long time, you know, champion and supporter of Special Learning Center, as well as Capital Projects. But once an individual with different abilities is an adult, there was not as many services available in this community, and United Way did not have a direct hand in that. So to be able to support UCP Gibbs Center, we're able to provide just that full continuum of care for those that might have a disability or a varying ability and need a positive support system.
Well, you know, and strikes me as a former executive director of a partner agency, you can step back and really have that perspective of a partner agency. What is the advantage of them joining United Way?
Gosh, there's so many, you know, and when we were doing these tours, the last round when we did site visits, most of these new agencies expressed that it was not just about the financial support. Well, that's important. What United Way can bring to an organization, so many benefits. So as a former director, you know, agencies get together once a month. We share ideas. You can brainstorm. You're better informed of services within this community. So I think that's a definite positive. Also during the campaign, agencies are out in that forefront speaking to workplace campaigns. There's an added benefit in doing that. You know, along the years when I was speaking for Big Brothers Big Sisters, I was there to promote United Way, but we might gain a volunteer or two along the way and raising awareness for our organization and what our struggles were and what we needed. Additionally, every spring, United Way has provided additional grant funding. So there's other opportunities for agencies to receive additional funding, to start new pilot projects, or to expand beyond what they're currently doing. And then a lot of the agencies will say that it's kind of like that good housekeeping seal that United Way agencies are vetted every single year. And so they reapply, essentially. Volunteers review their financials, make decisions on their funding. And so that gives a donor reassurance that United Way agencies operate efficiently and are in compliance with accounting standards and such.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of added benefits that come along with it.
Yeah. And I will say the idea there of the partner agency directors coming together, it strikes me that as you touched on, each of these new partner agencies touch on some of the same audiences, if you will. And so it gives an opportunity to really sit down across the table from someone and brainstorm how you can work together on a problem maybe you can't solve it individually.
That's exactly right. And I think, you know, these new partner agencies are really an extension of what we were currently doing, but just with common ground. For instance, you know, Salvation Army is the agency that we rely very heavily on for social service type work. But Common Ground is able to meet just some shorter term immediate needs without some of the, you know, requirements maybe that Salvation Army has to go through.
Yeah.
But you're exactly right. They're complementing one another. And I just feel like they're strengthening the entire United Way family, as we call it.
Well, and even if they're not in the same subgroup, if you will. Well, I mean, again, using Common Ground, I assume those folks in that would benefit from that program also might benefit from the food pantry and how you could get some synergy there between the different organizations.
That's exactly right. You know, and I think even Big Brothers Big Sisters, so many of our families were in need of food assistance, or we would refer them to Common Ground or Salvation Army if we knew that they were struggling with housing. So that network that those agencies can form and that synergy is so important because we can make referrals more easily. You do know who you need to reach out to at various agencies. So it just is a stronger way to support this community.
Yeah. So now these three partner agencies, they won't receive United Way funding until 2024.
That's exactly right. We have committed funding them in 2024. And then going forward, like all agencies do in the spring, then they will complete this allocation request again for 2025 funding.
You know, and something you touched on earlier too that I find fascinating and comforting is for the community, the idea of how United Way sits down with each agency annually to talk about their operations. So let's go in a little bit more detail because it strikes me that it provides some comfort and some security that knowing how the money's going to be spent that's being donated.
Right. Yeah. So the process is every winter, United Way agencies will fill out an application that we complete all the financial pieces for the last year. We look at projections for the year upcoming and then how we're using our funding and convey outcomes that we've achieved, you know, through the prior year. And so that spring, we sit down with a panel of volunteers that will review all of our financials, review all those answers that we've submitted on this allocation process, and then we meet one-on-one with them. So they ask any additional questions. And, you know, sometimes agencies request an increase in funding. Sometimes, depending upon how they're doing, they may ask for level funding. And sometimes they, if they have a donor from another source, they may actually ask for a reduction. But it's an annual review that these agencies do go through. And, you know, out of that allocation process as well, oftentimes those volunteers will have good ideas to suggest to the agency. With Big Brothers Big Sisters, sometimes they would come up with new ideas and ways for me to recruit mentors. And so that was very helpful. Every United Way agency does go through that allocation process every single year.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the United Way calendar. So we're deep into the campaign right now.
Yes.
Pace setters have been underway. Kind of explain what the pace setters are.
So the Pace Setter campaigns are kind of like an early bird campaign that we kick off. We have 31 businesses that are long-term supporters of United Way and additionally the United Way agencies that run an early campaign. And then on September 6th, next week, which is our official kickoff to the campaign, we will announce those results. And then we will be making our presence known in the community by going out and delivering campaign packets, trying to talk to people and hold rallies in their workplace.
Yeah. Okay, so this year's theme is Mario.
It is Super Mario.
Yeah.
Yes.
So have you brushed up on your Mario Kart?
I apologize that I haven't, but I have partaken and seen some of the campaign rallies with the Pace Setter kickoffs. They've done some Mario Kart races. Modern Litho did remote control races with Super Mario and Princess Peach. And a lot of the Pace Setter companies have really been getting into this theme.
Yeah. So how's the campaign going?
We'll know more next week, but So far from what I can tell, because we are seeing packets come in now for the Pace Setter campaign, and Things look to be going in a very positive direction. So I'm excited to see where we end up.
All right. So the regular campaign starts September 6th.
Yes.
And when does it conclude?
Our victory celebration is November 2nd.
Okay. So for those who are listening, as they either consider a donation for a first time or continuing their donations, what would you say to them about the role of United Way, why this is a good investment of their donation?
Well, when I think of a gift to United Way, and when I go out and speak, I talk a lot about this, but there is no other way that you can support so many charities and their reach be so far within this community. And the beauty of a gift to United Way is that it is funneling through current agencies as well as our new agencies for next year. And it's almost like one-stop shopping. United Way does vet these agencies every single year. We're making sure that they are accountable for how those agencies are using the funds that they receive. And that one gift can touch the very, very young, teens, senior citizens trying to stay independent in their home. So it's a full spectrum of care. And United Way looks very hard to strive to fund agencies that will help strengthen this community. And I think of United Way donation as an investment in this community as well. So I would encourage anyone to take a look at United Way if you've not given in the past, and thank those that have for that charitable donation. We're so appreciative that every donation to United Way does stay here and is helping this local community.
Well, and we will certainly in our show notes put a link to how they can donate. But for those who are just listening, if they feel led to give, how can they do so?
I really think just picking up the phone and calling us would be a great first step. The number is 636-4100. Of course, they can always check us out on the web as well, United Way of Central Missouri. But we are more than happy to deliver information and come out and speak to a workplace campaign. Once we get that call, that employer or that business can leave it up to us, and our volunteers will come out and speak.
All right. Well, Lee, thanks for joining us today, and best of luck on the campaign.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for listening. You can find News Tribune on tap at newstribune.com, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Play.